All right, we're on. Now, welcome to everybody. Wait, let me make a shahakle. Okay. Welcome to our first, are we calling it annual yet or no?
Yeah.
Annual. Why not?
It says annual on here.
Annual at least for this year.
First annual.
Yachikala. We have to thank the founder, Avram Getzel, Shlita, for coming up with the idea, for forcing us to do it, and for giving us wonderful food. It should be as chus for him and his mishpacha, for year and mole, Torah, Avoda, Brochen, Ruchinis, and Engashmis. Shkoyach to everybody also for coming, Mishtatef, for the first year of the Yachikala. Now, we're making a Tanai Kedon Lemaisa, which means we're making a condition before the start of the shir that if I speak too fast, which I tend to do sometimes, or most of the time, or if I say words in Yiddish, Spanish, or English that somebody does not understand, you're welcome to sit quietly and just deal with it. Thank you. No, I'm just kidding. You can make an announcement and tell me to please repeat it. My announcement? Who'd you put this on the page? Lunch is being sponsored. There's Rachmim Rachmatullah. Ben Yechezkel. Shkoyach. Alright. We shall be Zeicha to learn the Sigat Keshayfar, and our Shayfar this year should be Poyel. It should accomplish all the things that are supposed to be accomplished by bring Rachmanis and Rachmim into our world. Now, I hope everybody learned the Mara Mekemes, the source sheets, and we're going to go through just at least a little bit of the beginning just to get a clear idea of the basics so we could develop to some more advanced nafkaminas, practical differences between the various opinions that we're going to learn about. I'm going to say it over quickly because I hope everybody learned it already, but the sugi is about to cut. Okay, we should not end any later than 1:30, so we should plan accordingly. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, I'm going to just read it quickly on page Tess in the Mara Mekemes. Say the Tekiyos. The order of the Tekiyos of the blowing of the Shofar, Shalosh, Shel, Shalosh, Shalosh. That means three sets of three Koyles. Three sets of three blows, and we know each blow is a Tekiyah, Cheruah, and Tekiyah. That is not a subject of disagreement. Everybody agrees. You have to blow tekiah, true tekiah, tekiah, true tekiah, tekiah, true tekiah, and you're yetzei 100% the requirement from the Torah to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara ventures to discuss what exactly to define what these things are. So the Gemara, the Mishnah continues. Shir tekiah is kisholesh teruais the. The length of a tekiah is three truas, and each teruah is three yevaves. Now, yevaves we're going to have to define, because that's going to be the subject of a lot of the vast majority of this year, plus the mitzvah, the way the tzura, the way we blow shofar nowadays, is going to be dependent upon this difference of opinion that we're going to see in the Gemara. Now, if you go a little bit further down in the gray line, the Gemara is a kasha and from a braisa. Remember, we just read a second ago. The Mishnah says that the shiur, the measurement of a tekiah, is three teruahs, and each teruah is three yevaves. Three yevaves. Yevaves means to cry, as we're going to see in the Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara says vahatanya. The Gemara is a kasha from a braisa. A question. The braisa seemingly contradicts what the Mishnah we just said. The Mishnah says a true is three yevaves. Here it says shir true is kishleisha shvarim, that the measurement of a true is three shvarim, not three yevaves, three shvarim. Seemingly a contradiction. Which one is it? Is it three yevaves or three shvarim? So Abaye says it's a machlekes, and Abaye points out the machlekes depends upon the pasuk in the Torah. Yem trua yelachem should be a trua, and the targum, the Aramaic translation of the word trua, is yevava, which means to cry. And we have a pasuk by the mother of Sisera, when Sisera was killed, it says Barach Aloi Nishkafa. She looked outside of the window, but Tiyavev and she cried, and the language is Yevava. The question is, what does a cry sound like? Does a cry sound like Genuch Yigarech or Yulu Yolil? It means like this. Genuch Yigarech means a person is moaning, right? So, oy, oy, oy. That's a groaning, that's called Genuch Yigarech. Or it's, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And that would be, we call it Yulu Yolil. Okay? So Genuch Yigarech would be what we call Shvarim nowadays. Do, 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 or whatever, different ways of saying it, we'll discuss that later. That would be a true one. That's if you hold that crying is like a groaning. And the other opinion is that it's like quick, short cries, ay, 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 which would be what we call nowadays a terua. So the source of the difference of terua and shvarim nowadays depends upon how we teach, how we understand the pasuk of the im sisr was crying. The language is Tiyavev. What Shidur, what crying in general is, those two opinions is going to be the source of the various ways we build a Shofar nowadays. Now, very, very important, the next page in the Shifty pamphlets, it says, a Takana Rebbe Avohu. Rebbe Avohu, we're going to read it inside, because these are Mamish, the Yisoid HaYisoid, it's the most fundamental things we're going to have in this year. So we're going to read it inside because every little word is very important to understand it. So the Gemara says, Iskin Rabbi Avohu b'Kisri. Rabbi Avohu lived in Kisri and he made a takana. He made a decree on how to blow shofar to be yetzi all the various opinions. Tekia, shloisha shvarim, churua, tekia. Means you have to blow the tekia. Everybody agrees what a tekia is. It's called a kol pashut. A simple sound, do, or wait, whatever. The best you can do it, a straight coil. That everybody agrees, right? Now, what do? Three shvarim, do do do, and also a trua, do 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 do. Then a tekiah. That's why how Rabbi Avohu made the takana. You have to blow shofar. Now the Gemara says, I don't understand. Yulul yolil. If we hold that it's yulul yolil, meaning what we call nowadays trua, do 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 do. So just do a tekiah, trua and a tekiah. Do what we call nowadays, the terminology used in the Pesachim is called Tarat, which means a Tekiah. The Reish represents Terua, and Tekiah at the end, Tarat. And then you have, it's an Igenuch Egonach, and if you hold, then it's the type of cry which is, oy, 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 which what we call nowadays, a Shvarim, so you should just blow Tashat, Levit Tekiah, Shloisha Shvarim, and Tekiah. Just do one or the other. What is this idea you're doing both? The Gemara says, Mesavkalei, he was in doubt, he didn't know what the halacha was. Was it Genuch Yigarech, meaning the Shvarim, the three longer blows, or Yulul Yolil, which is the short blows. Now the Gemara is a big kasha with this. So what does Rabbi Avohu accomplish? We know there's a rule, you can't make what's called a
Hefsik.
A Hefsik. A Hefsik means that you can't make an interruption. If the din is, you have to have a Tekiah, then a Trua and a Tekiah, right? If the halacha really is that a trua is just is do 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 like that, so then if I'm adding into there the do 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 before the tekiah, then I make an interruption between the three koilais and the tekiah. You can't make an interruption. So that's like if somebody blowing a shofar and says stops or says, hey guys, how am I doing? I'm doing good. Yeah, okay, I'll go right to the tekiah. You can't stop in the middle to do something else that's not a part of the mitzvah. So it's going to be a hafsek. So that's what it says. Okay. So we do all three of them. Tashat, meaning Tekiah, Shvarim Tekiah. Tarat, True Tekiah, True Tekiah. And now Tashrat also, because maybe it's both. So we do Tekiah, Shvarim, True Tekiah. All three to be able to see all the various opinions. Okay? Is this clear so far?
Because he ended up in, because he held it was a suffix?
That's the most simple reading of the Gemara. That's what it says. It's a suffix. We didn't know what the din was. So Mamela, we do all three. Tashat, Tarat and Tashrat. So far, this is clear to everybody? Any questions on this? Because this is not 100% clear. The rest of this is going to be not be so understandable. Ricardo, good? Good? Mr. Brass, we're good?
Yeah, yeah, good. The tones are just a bit confusing as what they are, but yes, concept.
The concept is good. Again, Tekiah is one straight voice, one straight sound. A Tekiah, what we call a Teruah, is the short ones, the short
do.
And a shvarim is do. Okay? So keep clear what the various things are. The simple way of reading it is that it's a suffix what each one was. Now, we're gonna see it's not so simple. Because a very, very simple question is before Rabbi Avohu came along, that you're allowed, you have to blow all three different types. What did they do in the year before Rabbi Avohu?
Yeah.
What did they do last year? What did they do the year before? What did they do all the times for Moshe Rabbeinu? All of a sudden it became a something in the days of Rabbi Avohu. It's hard to believe such a thing. That everybody knew until a generation of Rabbi Avohu, and then all of a sudden everybody forgot. Mass amnesia. What happened? So because of this question, Rav Haigoin, brought in the Ritva and in other sources, says, no. Don't read the Gemara like the simple reading. It's not really a suffix, not really a doubt what it was. But Rabbi Avohu was going to different places and realized different people, different cities did the truas in different ways. Mm-hmm. And Rabbi Avohu did not want it to, and some people thought it was a machlekes. Some people thought there were different opinions. So Rabbi Avohu wanted to quash that idea, I think that's a proper word, that idea that it was a difference of opinions. And therefore he said, no. Everybody's good, and we're all going to do it in one single uniform way that everybody should be doing the same thing. Really, if you do Tekiah Trua Tekiah, or Tekiah Shvarim Tekiah, or Tekiah Shvarim Trua Tekiah, you're good to go. Medei Raisa, you eat anyway. But the Torah says that Trua, it just means a broken tone. How are you going to do it? Good. You're also okay. Doesn't matter. However you do it, you're going to be yaitzeh the mitzvah Medei Raisa 100%. Doesn't matter how you do it.
How does he read that back into the Gemara?
We'll get it in a second, right? Because that seemingly is not the simple way of reading the Gemara. We'll deal with that soon. But that's how Rav Haigoin understands it. That really, you ain't say any way you do it. Rabbi Avohu said, you know what? I don't want it to be everybody doing different things. Everybody should be doing the same thing. So made a takana, this is how we do it now. Okay? That is the sheet of Rav Haigoin. Now, how do you read it back in the Gemara? So the Ritva explains, when the Gemara says, it's a suffix, it's a doubt, the Ritva says what that meant was, people thought it was a doubt. Since the Hamoyin, a lot of people thought that it was a doubt, but the Gemara discussed it as if it was a doubt. But it really wasn't. And you might say, however it is that you decide to do it. That is the opinion of Rav Haigoin. Is that clear?
Yes.
Not so much?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, we're going to see, though, however, that there are many other opinions, before Shem the Rishonim, that do not hold that it was a suffix, that it was everybody's yetzir, but rather it's a real, true suffix.
If it's really no suffix at all, why end up with the third shita?
Okay, excellent question. In my notes, I'm going to deal with that, but I don't want to take too much time. If we have time, we're going to discuss that afterwards. Because then if it's just a suffix, so just do tashrat and tarat, and don't do tashrat. So that's a good question, and the place can deal with it, and it's a taz, deals with this, but I want to make sure we cover the things that I wanted to cover, because whatever. And if we have time, we'll go back to it. Now, look here at the Rambam. The Rambam is on page Tesavov in the pamphlets. The Rambam writes, "Trua zu hamura b'teira," and it's halacha beis, perek shlishi, halacha beis. It's page Tesavov in the pamphlets. This is the language of the Rambam. I'm just going to say it directly into English to save some time. Remember, somebody said one time that if you read all the Hebrew and then translate it to English, it's verbal abuse. So, who said Avi Shulman said that?
You mean the English
one. Huh? So, I'm just going to skip to the English and save my abuse for later. The trua that it says in the Torah, we are in doubt. It's a suffix, it's a doubt. Because of the great many length of years and the goluses, the exiles we had to withstand. And we don't know exactly how it was. Is it called Yilala, the short Koyles, that we call the short tones, that we call trua, or is it the anacha groans, like that we call shvarim? And since it's a suffix, we do all of them to be yetzeh, to make sure we fill the mitzvah midirais. So the Rambam explicitly holds that is a real suffix, like the simple way of learning the Gemara. So then we have yetzeh lanu, two main shitas in the Rishayim, two major opinions in the Rishayim, which is really going to be the source of why we end up today doing the way we blow shofar. One opinion is, no matter what you do, your yetzeh, if you just do tekiyah shvarim, shvarim tekiyah, you're good. Tekiyah shvarim tekiyah, you're good. Shvarim tekiyah, shvarim shvarim tekiyah, you're good. 100% any way you do it. That's Rav Haigoin's opinion. We do all three, so it shouldn't be like a machlekes, and it shouldn't be people in Klai Yisrael being mekayem mitzvahs in different ways. Mm-hmm. And the other opinion, which is the Rambam, says no, it's a real machlek, it's a suffik de'ereza, it's a dad how to fulfill the Torah obligated commandment. So automatically we do all three to make sure we're going to be yetzei the, fulfill the obligation of the mitzvah.
So now you have an issue of what did they do before that? What was last year according to the Rambam?
Good. So that was the reason for Rav Haigui. That's what he said. But the Rambam says, after all this gullus, we ended up forgetting exactly what it was. I mean, yeah, I see the kash on the Rambam is the reason Rav Haigui said what he said, according to the Ritva.
The Rambam addresses it first.
It says, because all the gullus is and whatever. Okay. Now, I want to go jump to the nafkaminas, because that, I believe, it's a little more exciting and more relevant to us. But that's the theory, the two major opinions in the Rishonim, how to understand the Gemara. And therefore we'll see what we do nowadays. Okay? First, let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is on page Chaf Hei. And the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see, says something which is a fascinating thing and going to be very hard for us to understand based on our great expertise of Tekiah Shofar. It reads as follows. Remember, there's just another important nekuda, is that this that we have to blow, tekiah, we have to blow what we call a seder habroches. Right? The Gemara says we do it three times. The reason why we do it three times is because we have malchios, the psukim that we say in the brach, we say to make Hashem the king. Afterwards we have what's called zichreinos. We want Hashem to remember us positively. So we say psukim, relevant to Zichreinus, in the middle of Musaf Shemana Esrei. And then in addition to that, we have what's called Shofreis, the psukim we say about Tekiah Shofar. And we blow the Shofar three times, one on each one. If you doubt in a Sfardim, I think it's Chacham Levi. The Sfardim blow during the Quiet Shemana Esrei also. This comes from the Arizal. This to blow in the middle of the Quiet Shemana Esrei. And to blow again during Chazar Sashatz. So if you're Sfaradi or Chassidish, then you blow 30 times before Musaf, meaning after Kriyas HaTorah, but before Musaf. You're going to blow 30 more times during the Amidah, the quiet Shemana Esrei, 30 more times during Chazar Sashatz, during the repetition of the Shemana Esrei, and 10 more at the end during Kaddish, or whatever the minhag is. If you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, so the way it works, you have 30, the same 30 koyle, same 30 sounds before Musaf, meaning after Kriyas HaTorah, before Musaf, then 30 more during Chazar Sashatz, the repetition, not during the quiet Shemana Esrei, and then you have 40 after Shemana Esrei, whatever the minhag is. That's how they do it. Okay? So now, because the reason why I blow them in the middle of the quiet Shemana Esrei, because you're going to blow them according to the three stages, the three brachas. Malchias, Zichreinos, and Shofres. Okay? So says the Halakha of Shulchan Aruch as follows on page Chaf Hei. Anybody have any questions so far? Are we developing the idea clearly?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch like this. Machzir Shliach Tzibur at Tefillah. The Shliach Tzibur does Chazar Sashatz. Goes over the Tefillah a second time after the Shtil Shemana Esrei. And he says here, and you blow al Seder HaBrochis from Malchias Tashrat, which means Tekiah, Shvarim, Shrua, Tekiah, one time, for Zichreinos Tashat only, Tekiahs, Tekiah, Shvarim, Tekiah, and for the third set, just Tarat, Tekiah, Shrua, Tekiah, which seems to be a fascinating thing, because according to the Rambam, where it's a really adapt how to blow the Shofar, seemingly you should blow all three sets each time. When we say the Shofres, you should blow Tashrat, Tarat, and Tashat. When we say Zichreinus, you should do Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat.
Why? If you're going to end up hearing the correct Seder, one of them is going to be the right one. No, so why doesn't matter?
No, we have to do by each one.
For Malchus, you need a set for
Malchus, Zichreinus, and Shofres. You need the right set.
You need the right one.
You need the right set for Malchias, the and right for set for Shofres, Zichreinus, and the right set for Shofres.
Oh, you need to hear it
each time.
Yeah.
So if it's a suffix, really, if it's really a suffix, it's really a doubt. Why in the world do we do it this way? You should blow all three each time.
Why does he say you have to do it? I mean, you have to do it. You have to listen to the Shofar, but why do you have to do it three times also?
Because that's the Din Rabbanan. The big question is the opposite. Why do we blow it the 30 times before Shemana Esrei? That's a much bigger kasha. The way we do it during Chazar Sashatz is the most simple way of doing it, which is on the Seder of the Brachis, Malchis, Zechaynus and Shaifras. The question is the opposite.
From the Torah obligation, which is that the
best way to do it is we do it by Chazaras Hashatz. We'll see why do Miyushif? That's a different shmus. We'll discuss that later. But now, seemingly, it's hard to understand this. We should really be blowing each time all three kailas, all three ways. Because during Shaif, during when we say the Malchias, we want to make sure we yate to the midst of Tekiyah Shaifar. If you want to make sure you're going to be yate to the midst of Shaifar, so you should blow all three types. And same thing by Zichreinus, sure. And same thing by Shaifar. You should blow all three types. So if you want to say, you don't want to have a tircha on the tzibur, don't want to bother the tzibur so much. But you'll see, what the Shulchan Aruch is about to say, it's even harder to understand. Look at the next. V'achshav noigim litkoya l'malchis tashrat sholosh pa'amim. Zichreinus tashat sholosh pa'amim. And Shaifar tarat sholosh pa'amim. Which is really hard to understand, which means like this in English, that for when we say the Malchias, we blow three times Tashrat. The same thing three times. And then when you do the next set, Zichreinus, you do Tashat, the same thing three times. And then by Zichreinus, by Shaifres, the same thing three times. What do you do it three times for?
Right.
If the whole idea is to do it three times, because there are three different types, you want to make sure you see every single one, so why in the world would you do three times the same thing. Right. It didn't accomplish anything.
Isn't that the Mishnah? Huh? Didn't the Mishnah talk about that?
No, the Mishnah's just discussing you have to blow Shaifar three times. Three
yes,
sets.
It didn't say which
ones. It doesn't say which ones have.
Right.
We do it triple the amount of times because we don't know which one it is.
But each bracha should be three, there should be three, there should be three.
Three just means one tekiah, one shor, one tekiah. So this is the big question on this opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. I will see even further in the Ramah. Which is interesting, what we do for Tekiyah Shaifar is not like the Shulchan Aruch and not like the Ramah. It's really like the Shla Kodesh, which we'll see soon. Okay? Look at the Ramah. V'yesh Eimim, and some say, you should blow Tashrat, meaning Tekiyah, Shvarim Trua, Tekiyah, one thing from Malchias, and also the same thing for Zichreinus, and the same thing for Shaifar. And that's the meaning in our...
Yeah.
In our areas, in the places of Ashkenaz. So, the big question is, seemingly, what would make the most sense is what we do. But we do seemingly would make the most sense. Is that what Ashkenaz and Sephardim both do this, like the Shlah, that you blow all three times, every time. Meaning, you do 30 to begin with, then in the Chazaras Hashatz, you do another 30, and each time, each by Malchias, by Zichreinus, by and by Shaifas, you blow all three types each time, and order you yates it according to all the opinions. That makes the most sense. And if you look at the Shla HaKadosh, the Shla's in Chaf Vav, he says, that's what we do. I'm not going to go the whole entire thing. He says some very sharp words against what the Psak is in the Shulchan Aruch. He says he wasn't paying attention when he was writing. That's what he says, which is very hard to hear that the Beis Yosef wasn't paying attention when he was writing. And he says, the best way to do it is like the we do it nowadays. He says, that's what we do in Eretz Yisrael. That's the way the Ashkenazi communities in Eretz also used to do it. And he says, even the best thing to do is add another 10 to get to 100. He doesn't say the reason why to get to 100, but he says, that's what you should do. Okay? Which is the source of our minhag. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down, this shita, the opinion of the Shla HaKadosh, it brings this down. La halacha, but it says anyone who does like the Minig Ashkenaz, you shouldn't stop them. So now, what taka is the pshat in this Shulchan Aruch, and what is the pshat in the Ramah? So, the Vilna Goyin, if you have your magnifying glass, you can see the Bir Hagra on Daf Chaf Hey. The Bir Hagra ventures to explain our question: what in the world is the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch? What in the world is the pshat? In the Ramah, the Goyin brings two possibilities to explain this opinion of what we do, what they did halacha l'maisa. Number one is like this, is that they're all going like Rav Hai Goyin. If everybody is going like Rav Hai Goyin, which means there's no real suffix, there's no real debt at all. Rather, however it is you want to blow the Trua, you're allowed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So then fine.
No,
so once I was sort of Yetzeh, that we should all do the same thing by the first 30 kailas, that everybody in Klai Yisrael is doing Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat, and we prove there is no difference of opinion how to blow Shaifar. So that afterwards, We'll just pick one of them. We'll do one for Malchus, one for Zichreinus, one for Shefes, because you can say any way you want to do it, and that's a very simple way of learning the Shulchan Aruch. There's a problem, because the Shulchan Aruch explicitly goes like the Rambam, so it's hard to understand that's from the Shulchan Aruch, but we'll deal with that later. And the Ram suggests another thing, which is going according to the Shita of Tosfos. We're not going to see the whole Tosfos inside, but if you see on page Yud Tes in the pamphlets. Ricardo, we're good?
Sure.
Okay. Yud Tes. Moshe is for Ricardo. So now you have on page Yud Tes the Rambam, the Tosfos. Now, you can look at it inside or you cannot, because I'm not going to read it inside, but just for fun, depends on like everybody's a part of it, is we're going to say over the Tosfos. The Tosfos is like this. Once I was already yotzei the mitzvah of blowing the shofar like I have to, mid-de'oraisa, even if you hold as a real suffix. Once I blew all three sets, tashrat, tashat, and tarat, thereby being yotzei all the various opinions that it could possibly be, once I've done that already, so I was yotzei the mitzvah mid-de'oraisa 100% without any shailos, and then for the rest of it, which is only mid-de'rabbanan now, to blow during Shmona Esrei, or during the repetition of Shmona Esrei, so mid-de'rabbanan, I don't have to go and do all the opinions once again. Because it becomes a suffix de'rabbanan. Meaning, the first 30, I filled my Torah-obligated commandment, so I did it, which is what you already being meramis to, or actually said. And, so therefore, during the next, we blow it another 30 times, literally another 70 times, we don't have to do it. Not only sometimes what we do. But we don't have to blow it all three different types every time during Chazaras HaShatz, because that's only Midrabbanan. Once I've filled my Torah obligation, we're not going to be matriach everybody to hear all the Kelis once again. That's the Tosfos. So the Goyin says, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, either are going to go with High Goyin, that doesn't really matter what I do. And therefore, once the first 30 Kelis, I did like everybody together, so then it doesn't look like there's two different opinions and everybody's doing it the same thing. So afterwards, I don't have to do all three again. Or, like the Tosfos, once I did the first 30, I already fulfilled my Torah obligation. And therefore, the next ones I blow, I don't have to do every single suffix, because now it's only a din, derabbanan. Okay? That's the Pshat, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah. And what we do, as said before, what we do is going like the Shlach HaKadosh. And if you look at the Rambam is mefurish like this, like the Shita of the Tosfos also. Now, practical question, right? Practice is in the realm of practicality now. Question is, if you look in your Machzorim, I'm assuming it's in all the Machzorim, but it's not in all the Machzorim I've ever seen. There's a Yehi Rotzin that people say between the various Tekiyas. For example, we blow Tashrat, that's the first thing we do, Tekiya. Shvaim Trua Tekiya, and we could, and then there's a Yehi Rotzin that one could say, you blow that three times, right? Tashrat three times. There's a Yehi Rotzin, a tefillah you could say that different malachim, I don't know, the interesting things going on over there. It's a Yehi Rotzin that all my things should be accepted up in Shemayim. Okay? Such a Yehi Rotzin is printed in all the machzorim. And then you blow the next set, another Yehi Rotzin, and the next set, another Yehi Rotzin. It's a big question. Are you allowed to say those tefillahs or not? So if you're going to look at the Mishnah Berurah, see the Mishnah Berurah, which is on page Chaf Ches, over here. The Mishnah Berurah says, see the part with the gray bracket? Ha tefillahs ein hefsik in the Mishnah Berurah. So he says, in the second line, in the Mishnah Berurah, that Yud Beis. There's the gray line in the right. Mishnah Berurah in Chav Ches. The second line it says, "I am b'derech ha'chaim." Derech ha'chaim were the halachic decisions of the Nesivis, and also was Pirish on the Siddur. It was probably one of the most used Siddurim back in the day. It says that his opinion was the Bein Habroches at Seif Tkiyas to Miyushev. All the Tkiyas of Miyushev mean the first 30 sounds of Shofar that we blow. Before Shmona Esrei, Aser LaHafsik, you're not allowed to make any sort of interruptions at all. Afilu betefilos, even with any sort of supplications to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, a person should not say the Hirotzin, those tefillos that are printed in the Sidurim, between the tekiyas of sitting down. You can think about them, and you can say the last one at the way end. But you don't want to make an interruption. Okay? Now, on the bottom, the Shar HaTziyun, he brings from the Yavetz. Look at Ois Tes Vav, the Shar HaTziyun. You have a hand pointing at it. And the Mishnah brings down that they... What? He brings down the opinion of the Yavetz. The Yavetz also had a Siddur, and the Yavetz has no problem at all in making these tefilos between the various sets of tekiyas we blow before Shmona Esrei. Right? So, seemingly, this is a very important machlekes that we have here, and a very practical difference. Are you allowed to say, after they blow tekiya, shvayim, shvut, tekiya, three times, after we finish that set, the set we call tashrat, okay? When we finish that set, are you allowed to say the Hirotzein, may it be Hashem's will that these be accepted in Shemaim? Are you allowed to say that or not? According to the Sivis, no. It's considered a hefsik. It's an interruption between the bracha that you made beforehand to the next set of tekiyas, because the two sets of tekiyas left, the tashat and the tarat. But the Yavetz says it's not a problem.
We're in the first 30.
At the first 30 is not something again, because only Midrabon left after that. Okay? Now, passively we can say that this depends upon this original machlekes we mentioned at the beginning of this year of the machlekes of Hai Goin and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, where it's a real suffix, we don't know which one am I using to be yaitzei the mitzvah fulfilled obligation of shofar. The tashrat, or the tashat, or the tarat? I don't know. So I'm making a bracha, and it shouldn't be a mafsek at all. Because if really tashrat is not the way to do it, and really it's the next one, or the third set is what you're doing the mitzvah, if you interrupt at all, then you broke between your bracha and the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is the first, if it's a suffix, right? The ram, it's a suffix. It might be tashat, might be tarat.
But the other sounds of the shofar couldn't be considered a hefsek.
No, that's also a question.
Why? Which one?
It's not the correct one.
Okay, we'll get the excellent point. Good. Saying the whole thing is a hefsek to begin with.
Right. Okay. Right. If it's still
so there's a tavua shor, which we'll get to. Excellent point. If you remind me in a second, we'll get to that. A good point. But for whatever reason, it's not. And we'll deal with why not. Okay? So if you hold that it's that... No, the best thing is to ask a good question, because then it means someone is actually listening. So I appreciate it. So now, we have, according to the Rambam, L'chayra, the Nesivis is right. You shouldn't make a hafzik, because it could be it didn't fill the obligation until the next set. It'll be hafzik between your bracha and the tekiya. Good. But according to Rav Haigoin, that I'm ready to when you do tashrat, I 100% fulfilled the obligation, and the only reason why I blow the rest is that all of clients should be doing the same thing. No problem. Say the Hirotzein. It's not a hefsek. It's not an interruption between the bracha and the mitzvah, because that first set, you already ate the mitzvah.
But for us, who we have Rav Haigoin and the Rambam, we should machmir.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you right. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah Taka says you shouldn't say until the end, until the past the first 30. Because then you yet say, according to the Rambam, everything. However, the Yavetz goes like this. But now we're going to say a Bichidish. Okay? Everybody's got to pay attention. This is like the zenith of what's going on over here. There's a fascinating zenith. Is that the right word?
Maybe. Right? Climax. High point. Climax.
Climax. Right. Zenith. Epitome.
Yeah, epitome.
Epitome. Same. So now, like this.
The crux of the man.
The crux, the fulcrum. This is also an English class. Ricardo, and them. Pay attention. And I'm wrong. Ready? Oh, no, yeah, your English is pretty good. Now, so Rav Asher says a fascinating thing, okay? Now, even according to the Rambam, okay, this, I'm taking a poll. when somebody blows Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat, all three different types of Koilas of the Shofar, why are you blowing all three? Safe. New guy gets up. The guy, the Baal Tekeah, whoever blows. Right, Pravalsky, you blow? Shofar? Okay. And then I can ask you personal questions. But a Tekeah, when he starts blowing, what is he thinking about? What is that?
What question is going to be
my What are you doing when you're blowing the Shofar? Why are you blowing all three?
To be Yetzi the Chodesh.
Oh.
What?
So he says to be Yetzi all the opinions. I don't think that's true. Thank you so much. I'm so happy you said that.
Sure.
Because he says to be Yetzi all the opinions. According to the Rambam, you're doing to fill all the sfeikas, all the doubts of what the Shofar is. But we can all say it a little differently. Once Rebbe Avohu made the Takana that cause there's all these fakers, all these, that's what it is exactly. Now you have to blow all three, right? So now when you're blowing, what am I blowing for? To fill the mitzvah derabanan of all three types of tekiyas. Once Rabbi Avo said you have to blow all three, now there's a din derabanan, you have to blow all three. It's no longer just a suffix. Maybe it's a tashat, so I have to blow tashat. Might be tashat, so I have to blow tarat. Not anymore. Originally, that's what the problem was. But now the Rabbi Avo made the din derabanan, you have to blow all of them. So I already start the mitzvah, and the first tekiyah already started. So what was all shiloh? So
sandwich in the derabanan sandwich in the deraisa.
Now it's a derabanan. I have to blow all three. You're right. The original reason why there was a takana was because of the sfeikas. But now once there's a takana chachamim, so now there's one heftza of the mitzvah called tashrat tashat tarat. So now it's not a heftzik according to any opinions. So therefore, it's sitting like this, that once since there's a din derabanan, I have to blow all three. That's what not. I have to blow three in order to be able to see the various opinions. No, there's now this one din derabanan, I have to blow all three. Mm-hmm. So there's one derabanan, I have to blow all three. Once I started blew tashrat, I already started the mitzvah, according to everybody. Because now it's because of din derabanan. I have to blow all three. So I started the mitzvah. Once I started the mitzvah, I can say yiratza, no problem. For example, I'll give an example. Let's say if you're doing bedikas chametz. Okay? Let's say someone's doing bedikas chametz. You start checking one room. And then you're interrupted. And then you got a phone call and you, I don't know, whatever you did. Yeah? So now you got a phone call and you're interrupted. Do you have to make a new bracha? No. Because I already started the mitzvah when I first did my first, I started checking
it's
the first
called time. An interruption, though.
You and why is it interruption? Phone, I started with the mitzvah.
It is an interruption, though, no?
Do you have to make another bracha?
No.
No.
It is an interruption.
It's not.
The mitzvah, between the bracha no,
and then you have to make a bracha.
If you're wearing a talis and the talis falls off and you pay attention, you have to make it.
That's over. That's because the mitzvah ended. Right? This is not the mitzvah ended. I made an interruption. If you took it off bedas, you wouldn't have to make a new bracha.
Right.
Same thing over here. If I answer a phone call bedas, I don't have to make a new bracha. Right?
We don't follow Rav Avoh.
Huh?
We don't follow Rav Avoh 100%.
Sure we do. Of course we do.
Because that's only once in each one. So,
so according to this, of course,
if I make a bracha on the phone, and I don't drink, right? Is that an interruption to this?
Sure, that's before you start the mitzvah.
But it's a derabanan, I just said the bracha.
No, that's before you started. We're talking, once you said tashrat, you started the mitzvah already. Once you started the mitzvah, it's not hefsek anymore. It started. So if, according to the Poshup Shad, the Rambam, dig off, it's not considered hefsek, even though it's not complete. For example, we're going to bring a rye from Kisui Adam. We'll see on the second. One second. So now Rav Yashua says, therefore, could very well be, even according to the Rambam, that holds its fakers. Once there be a vom and a din derabanan, you have to do all the fakers. Then the brach is going on the din derabanan, and then I already started the whole mitzvah when I said tashrat, no longer a suffix, then we make the yirots, and Rav Yashua brings such a svara down. Okay? Can I remember this? So Rav Yashua was saying that even according to the Rambam, you can nowadays you can still make the Yerotze. Fascinating. Pshat? Fine. Now, Meyer Berkowitz had a Shaila. Meyer Berkowitz's Shaila is, I'm going to end at 12. No one has to be nervous. I have 6 more minutes, and I will end it in 6 minutes.
Oh
Meyer Berkowitz had a Shaila that, Rabbi, L'chaya Tashrat, if your Tashrat is the mitzvah, the second set, or the third set is the real mitzvah, so then the first one should be a hafsik, right? Should be an interruption. So anyway, you have a big problem. How can you make the bracha to begin with? Right? That's his question. Because if you...
Mean, maybe no.
Huh?
Mean, maybe no.
But we'll see. I don't know. It's a good... I don't know if that applies, but we'll see. 1 second. Let me just tell you a more ketzia. The more ketzia... Not the more ketzia. I'm sorry. The Tvua Shor. Tvua Shor is a very simple... Right, you hear? This is all for you. How are you?
Yeah.
On the ball. Like this. Ready? That. Let's say if a person is doing shechita. Anybody here a sheikhet?
A what?
A sheikhet.
Shechet.
You are? Are you a sheikhet?
No.
Okay. Now, there's such thing as...
You
now,
cut the challis, don't you?
There's a mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. When a person does Shechita, it's a bit kaparis.
Right.
You do kaparis. You have to do Kisui Hadam. The blood is on the thing, goes on the floor, take dirt, do Kisui Hadam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's no halacha of Kisui Hadam if the animal's unavailable. If the animal's not kosher, let's say a person shechts a three-legged animal, I don't know, whatever, an animal that's a trefa, right? You shecht it, there's no din kisui adam. You have to cover the blood. It's not a proper shechita, right? So now there's a question. Every animal, you don't know if it's a nevela or not a nevela. They have to do bedikas. If it has to be glat, there's bedikas, and they have to after you shecht the animal. So let's say a person is going to shecht 100 animals. that's like 100. 10. Pesach Shechta, it's in Milv, Kaparis, and there's a line, you go to Tivi Ezra, and there's a line all the way back to NMB, and you wait in line for, I don't know, 6-7 hours to Kaparis. And in the meantime, you're doing Kisei Adam every time you shecht. But each one of those chickens that has to be checked, do a bedikah on them. Let's say it's a gases, you have to do bedikas on them, and the lungs, all the various things, to make sure it's a proper shechita. So that's in the middle, he shechts, snaps, Kisei Adam. No, shechts, Kisei Adam. So if the Kisei Adam is a suffix, because you don't know that it's a good shechita to begin with, how can you stop them? You made a bracha on the shechita, you're stopping, even maybe making a bracha on the Kisei Adam, to the Kisei Adam, and going back to do another shechita. The Kisei Adam should be a hefsek. Right? Because if the Kisei Adam is a vadeh, then sure you're okay. But it's always going to be a suffix because you don't know that the real shechita was a kosher shechita yet before the bedika.
Isn't that part of the...
But it might not be... It's a suffix. It might be a treifa.
Right, but part of the mitzvah is that they set it up in a way where it is usually you enter the realm of suffix, but you're always going to go to that...
But let's say you're doing right here. Let's say an animal 5. The mitzvahs. You made the broch, animal 1, 2, 3, 4 is good. Animal 5 is being a trefa. You did Kisei Adam in the middle. What'd you do? You stopped, you cleaned up your yard. All you did was clean up safe, you cleaned up your yard in the middle of the shechitas. That should be a hafsek. So Tavua Shor brings a proof from our case that's not considered a hafsek. Why our case? Is that you make a brocha and then you blow Tashrat. Tashrat might not be the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. So maybe did nothing, made a hafsek. So says, but Afal Pi Ken we do make the bracha. So it brings a riot from our case that if you're doing it, even though it's a safek, if you're doing it to be yetze all the various sfekes, in order to be yetze all the various options it might be possibly be, that's not considered a hefsek. And it brings that as a proof to over Kisui Adam also. Therefore, you could always do Kisui Adam, even though it might be a treifa, because since I was doing it for the safek, that maybe it's a kosher shechita, a kosher animal, therefore I'm going to go ahead and it's not considered a hefsek.
So we talk a point that
there's
a huh? So what's the question in the Gemara?
What's the question in the Gemara? That should be a hefsek.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So it happens to be that this is Shail Mechatchil B'diavad. Meaning, but. Okay, wait, we have to stop though. Okay. Say by the bell. But there's a lot more to say about the subject. I have a lot more prepared to say over. But there's a general rule that if you go over time, no one's paying attention. So everybody should be Zeicha. We should be learned to get Shail properly. And the Torah of Tkiyah Shofar should be Oyel Lamaylo, being as Rachamim, to be Zeich all of us to be Nichtav, Nechtam, and Sefer Achayim. I have a Shana Tov of Sukkah Shkeich for coming. Come back tomorrow. That's Matzlocha.
Tomorrow, there's a special share.